Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
What do you mean have the hair for the shower?
I have very curly, very
I mean me too, but I just don't Jewish do hair. Oh
my, your hair always looks great.
Thank you. It's straighten it the minute I
right
get out of the
out
shower.
Of the shower is significantly curlier than Bridget's hair out in the wild.
It's like curled.
I like the
ringlets.
Curls.
Thank you. I do too. They just don't
last.
She
refuses to put product in it. That's why.
I do. I don't like the feeling of having product in my hair.
You got to get on the Diva Curl train.
I know.
It's literally the best.
I used to use the shampoo.
I used to have really curly hair, and then I lost my virginity, and my hair straightened.
That's not true.
Yes, I swear to God it is.
The day after?
My hair
funnily
has
enough,
gone.
The day after, I did cut 8 inches off my hair. I had that hair appointment already to do that, and it just happened to be, but it never straightened again.
Did you plan to lose your virginity on that night?
No.
Oh, I was just wondering if maybe you had, like, you're like, new me, new look.
No, I had thought maybe that I would lose my virginity in that like 2 week period, but I was on they two are not correlated, I promise.
My hair was like legitimately just straight for years of my life until puberty. Like I had very curly hair until I was like probably 5, and then until puberty it wasn't, and then it came back with a vengeance.
According to an old hairdresser of mine,
tell me more.
Your hair texture changes approximately every 7 years.
Okay, so That makes sense. That's what the one next time I went home, she was like, yeah, your hair straightened, your hormones changed.
Isn't that how long it takes for all of the like skin to be replaced on your body?
Now that is a fact I did not know.
I don't know if it's 7 years, so don't quote me on that. But there's some like at some point you will not have the same skin you did like 7 years ago at all.
I don't want to think about
that. I don't like that. I don't like that
genetics
at all.
Genetics has served me pretty well until now, so.
Oh, no.
So sorry. Forgive me.
Oh, that makes my stomach roll up.
I did not mean to cause such a reaction. I'm going to backtrack.
What was the other thing we were talking about? There is another thing that happened to me recently where I had that. Oh my God, you know what it is? I was making, oh God, it's horrible. I was making pasta sauce with Lily and we were using whole tomatoes instead of crushed. So we had to crush them ourselves.
Oh no.
And I put we wore gloves, but I put my hand into crushed tomatoes and I was like, I hated it immediately.
Yeah, no.
I was like, get my hands out this bowl.
I'm like fantasizing about that feeling. I like the thought of that.
It's like weird textures. What I imagine like kidneys feel like.
Ugh.
Ugh, I hated it.
Kidneys. So specific.
I don't know why. Ugh, ugh,
ugh. Very bodily.
I was like, I am squeezing someone's organs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I hated it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So,
should we just do it? You want to do it first, and should I do
Hi,
it?
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about sex and the city.
10 years younger
and 20 years later.
Introducing.
Is that your guys' drum? No. Hold up. Are those the drum roll noises?
They are now.
Mine's, the shady rattlesnake noise from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, okay. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mine was just a tongue thing, you know? Why not?
All right.
Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, Emily? Wait, introduce yourself.
My name's Emily Gaynor.
Woo!
Here she is.
And I have to out myself here. I'm not a frequent watcher, but every episode I've seen, I've enjoyed greatly.
Oh, you're jumping ahead of the game.
I like when...
No, please do. It's good.
No. Do you want to, yeah, keep talking about your relationship with Sex and the City?
We no, with it. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
Oh, is that what you meant by do you watch the show?
No, I was talking about RuPaul, but then we did were talking the intro. About
RuPaul, and then I assumed. I just silly assumed, me.
Silly us.
Yeah, we truly. Both,
you know what they say about when you assume.
That's right.
You make an ass out of you and me and Bridget.
Yeah, all of us asses.
Assume Bridget.
I'll take it.
Yes. So RuPaul.
Never mind.
Talk to us about RuPaul.
Well, can I switch over to sec?
No.
No, 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 no.
Now you have to finish.
No. Great. I like when my friends show me the best of episodes. Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of Snatch Games.
Mm. We just did Snatch Game last week. We did.
Mm. How did you like that, doing that?
It was really hard. But Audra was the judge, so that was great. Emily, tell us about you. Where do you come from? Where did you go?
I hail from Chicago, Illinois.
Mm, we know it.
Can I just ask really fast? Because I just feel compelled to. If you had like a wrestler name, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I needed to know. You can think on it. Just know I need to know at some point.
Maybe I have one. What if I was like, Mega Lesbo?
Yes, and you would have to be introduced in exactly that voice every time from a loudspeaker.
Yeah, I could be into
just
that.
Just that booming.
What does Mega Lesbo's outfit look like?
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
Honestly, I think it would look like the twins from Rugrats' mother.
Oh, you remember her? Wow, he really took us on a journey.
I know.
There.
It just appeared to me suddenly.
It's like that sweatshirt with the female symbol on it, and like the sweatband. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see her. Yeah, that's perfect for wrestling too.
I think it's a super convenient outfit. Lesbians mm-hmm. know how to dress for an occasion.
Listen, truer words.
Do you know what yours would be, Bridget?
I don't know. What mine would be.
The thing that came to my head was like, Brock Worth. Really? R heavy pronunciation of my name.
That's my name if you took out all the vowels and just added in more R's.
Yeah, wow.
Brock Worth.
I like can't even. Brock Worth. Introducing Brock Warshmar.
I don't even know if you get the S. Like Brock Warshmar.
Brock Warshmar. Here she comes. Wrestling legend Brock Warshmar.
I mean, what is the whole thing said? Let's say
Brock is just the fucking thing. Wow.
Anyway.
Well, before you said that, my first impulse was Cotton Eye Joe. Because
I kind of like
which I kind of think I have to roll with. Impulses are clearly taking us good places tonight.
And you're like, in my head, your go-to move is like, where did you come from? Where did you come from? And you like,
yes. 100% yes. A lot of heel action. Sometimes that's my victory dance, like on their back.
And like Cotton Eye Joe is just like a
yes.
And they're like, oh, she's gearing up to do the Cotton Eye Joe.
And I fully do it in nothing but overalls.
Yeah. That feels right.
What does Brock wear?
What does Brock wear, mommy?
My head was just maybe just a diaper.
Just. That feels super right.
Is Brock just, I think maybe because they're being Tommy Pickles, Brock, like, I don't know, they don't, I'm full crying.
Oh my God. Yeah. The thing is, I honestly have no idea if any of this is funny to anyone else.
Well,
no, but my abs are hurting.
Yes,
this was a workout.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was something. So, from here on out, podcast is brought to you by
Brock.
She can't even fucking do it.
Emily. So we know your relationship with RuPaul's Drag Race. What's your relationship?
But now.
You are from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago, and I've seen every episode of Sex and the City multiple times.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm here for it. I will say I watched a lot of it on TBS growing up. So some of the sex scenes once in a while are still new to me.
Oh, what a delight.
Yeah, always something new to love about this show. But yeah.
How long have you lived in New York?
I've lived in New York for about 2 years now.
Love it. Love it.
And what do you do here? Well, in any sense of that word?
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say I bop around.
I love a good bop.
We love and a good bop.
Always.
Have you had in the past 2 years a moment where you've been like, this feels like it could be in Sex and the City?
All the time.
Just choose a...
Truly all the time. I'm trying to think of a really... That is just the most... I feel like we were just talking about this past weekend.
Were we? We must have been. Oh, yeah. When we went out on Friday, did we talk about it?
Hold on. I'm going to need a moment.
Well, the interesting thing is... What was that?
Not pass, but...
Just think
think about it. Because that can mean a variety of things. You know, a Sex in the City moment can be something really, like, ridiculous and funny, or something very, like, New York high class. You know, they do span that.
I will say I feel like I've dated some men whose apartments look like Sex in the City apartments, but...
Wow, that must be nice.
I have so much to say about this, but I don't understand... anyone in Sex and the City lives in the apartments that they do live in.
Right.
But the men especially. Like the fuck around do-nothings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of those definitely shouldn't
do
be in
live
their places.
In the nicest spots.
We did learn Carrie's place is rent controlled, which still,
of
I
course.
Mean, still.
It's helpful,
doesn't,
but it's still like.
It doesn't make any sense. But
also, why does she want to live on the Upper East Side?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's not get into turf wars here.
Yeah.
Do you have a woman who you identify with or a hybrid?
I hate to say this. I'm 100% Miranda.
Don't hate it. Please fucking embrace it.
My life's goal is to embrace the Miranda within me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Miranda. My mother's a Miranda. Like, the Mirandas run deep in our blood.
That's beautiful to me.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Is that all of our questions?
Do you have just anything you want to say about Sex and the City? Just freestyle for a minute.
I'll give you a beat.
It's a show that's meant a lot to me. It's gone through all my years with me. I've been up, I've been down, and Sex and the City is always around.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
You were ready to keep going and I couldn't.
I'm the one holding the mic.
Don't drop it.
Not going to drop it, but no, I want to on your behalf.
That was gorgeous.
Just beautifully done. Thank you so much for gracing us.
Have you guys heard the new Kanye song? The weird one?
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. So it's like kind of good. Except when he talks.
I believe it.
He's a genius. When he talks. That's a lot of...
I think he's... His music is genius.
Anyway. Shall we get into it?
Shall we cannonball into this lake right now?
What?
You know, dive in.
Oh, sure. I see you. I understand.
Thank you. So this episode is called...
What's sex got to do with it, got to do with it, got to do with it?
That is indeed what it's called. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
Oh, Carrie, you get splashed by that bus every time.
And so she's talking about New York, of course. Lots of jazz music because we're back with Brooke's favorite Craig Bierko.
He's horrible in this episode.
He really is. And she's talking about how there's always somewhere new to go.
Oh, he lives in Queens.
Or someone to discover.
Oh.
I don't go there.
It's called a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, so is this.
so is this, truly. We commute. She is on her second date with Craig Bierko, a.k.a. Ray King.
The jazz
of
guy.
Of course, they named him Ray King. And he can't talk about literally anything except jazz to the point where it's infuriating.
He also, this whole episode seems like he's on a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, his only speed is
top
speed.
Well, he's a jazz player.
Right.
I feel like this show really like plays up that he's a jazz player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of his movements, all of his, yeah, you're right. And Carrie is like,
she tries to like get him to talk about anything.
And then she's like, I have to tell you, I don't like jazz.
And then it's so weird. It super cuts into La La Land. And so then you just have to watch once the again, entirety of La La Land.
It's amazing.
And then come back to the episode.
I wonder if this is where they started. You know, they watched this 2-episode arc and were like, I see a movie that's going to win so many Oscars and almost the main one, but not quite.
The main Oscar.
That's what it is, really.
And so he plays her like a bass.
Yeah, he like first honestly, he reacts so much. So he like falls down on the ground when she says she doesn't like jazz. And then he gets up and
like, you're breaking my heart, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, jazz.
And he puts, so he's put this record on for them to listen to. And then he like plays her body.
The beauty of jazz is that it can go anywhere. It can go from here, the tip of your chin, to here, your tummy, or here, your vagina.
And Carrie giggles softly. What a tour of her body.
And then
it was right about that time that I started to appreciate,
you know,
a little type of music we call jazz.
So Carrie is talking about how she's like having the best orgasm of her life.
Oh my God.
Which like...
Hang on. Can I talk about this really fast? No, say what you're going to say.
Oh, I'm just like, it kind of doesn't surprise me because as we've discussed, jazz is fast. So I'm sure he like is quick with his fingers. And like musicians who play like wind instruments are probably very well versed.
Oh, yeah, great with the tongue.
Yeah,
so I'm like, okay, you've been talking about how he's a jazz musician all this time. Like, why are you so fucking surprised? And we know why. But
here are the perks.
I also have, one thought. Is this pre or post the Zaza Zoo episode?
I have not seen that yet.
Because I won't spoil it for you, but I feel like she got the phrase Zaza Zoo after like listening to a bunch of jazz with scatting in it that this guy made her listen to.
Probably.
I'm just saying that's this show great, has layers.
Great continuity.
Wow, gorgeous. So Carrie, they, instead of having a brunch, they're getting cocktails, the four of them. And Miranda goes, there's no hesitation. Miranda's like, so Carrie, what did you do last night? And Carrie giggles.
Well, then she just asks.
No, I know. I love it. It's just so, it's sometimes they like cut in with, you know, like a little funny conversation, but they just get right into talking about Carrie having sex. She's like, I had sex with a jazz musician. Okay, here it is.
And she says she has the best orgasm of her life. And she's
surprised. Very drawn out, and she like can't stop laughing about it.
And Miranda's response is, "Oh,
she says the most intense orgasm of my entire life." And Samantha like puts her hands to her heart, which is really funny,
like a proud mama,
truly. So,
and fucking Charlotte judges her for having sex with after 2 dates.
Yeah, it was mind blowing sex. I'm sorry, we've been categorizing it incorrectly.
Yeah. I realize that this next statement makes me a bit of a freak, but
so what she says is that it surprises her that she's had it. She's only had orgasms like that with people who she's been in love with. And Samantha goes, you might want to see someone about that. And Charlotte's like, of course, they mean love. Bridget.
So I've been going on dates with people, and there's a guy I've been seeing who, like, I do like him in person, but he's just so much. Like, it's just too much he's doing to me, and I'm like, you don't know. Anyway, I finally hooked up last week, and I was like, this will be good. I'll get it out of the way, and then I can, like, maybe, you know, back my way out of this. And then, literally, 24 hours before I watched this episode, most intense orgasm I have ever had.
Wow.
I know. I was literally
my hands on my heart.
Laughing afterwards.
I did a puzzle last night.
And my legs were like I've never had that happen before where my legs like literally were like trembling and like numb. And I could not stop laughing.
Of your very own Ray King.
Truly, it was. And it just made me laugh that this happened because I was like, here is a moment where literally the exact plot of this finally crosses over.
That was your, yeah.
No.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, well, now I'm like...
I said that like I really am.
But here's the thing. So then, I also, first of all, as she was starting to say it, I was like, I know what she's going to say because this has literally just happened to me. And then she goes on to say this thing that I'm thinking about too, where I'm like, the thing is, I don't actually really want to keep seeing this guy, but I'm kind of like, I have to see if he can do it again. I feel like I can't give it up.
I do.
Sorry, Brooke's dad.
No, he's like, yeah. Wait, no. Get it, girl. Yeah. He's gonna be. He's gonna. I'm gonna get a text from him that's like so happy for Bridget. No. Sorry, Dad. Well, it's interesting because I do feel like on some level, like sex can become more intense and more better when mm-hmm. feelings do develop. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that. Great, you don't.
Yeah, as we know, in a shocking and unshared sentiment, I love intimacy. so when I'm in like a deep in a relationship, it's definitely, but it's like very different.
I had great sex with my zombie.
Yeah,
may he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Ghost of my past. But that's why I kept seeing him, even though I didn't like him, because he was really good at sex. He sucked.
It's motivating.
I know. It's always the worst ones, too.
Yeah.
I feel like. Because they've usually fucked the most girls, which I feel like partly makes them horrible.
Interesting but, theory.
You know, that's just one type of horrible man.
There
are so many kinds.
I've probably talked about this, but
let me list the ways.
I think that it could go both ways because I've had it where, like, I did manage to, like, calm down a fuckboy for a minute. But the first couple of times that we had sex, it was like the same series of moves every single time. And I was like, babe, you gotta stop. And then caught feels, sex got better.
And then,
you know, here we are.
Here we are.
How many years later? 20. That's how many. We had sex when I was 5.
Right. That's not upsetting.
Can you imagine? All. I'm sorry, Dad. No.
And Sex in the City. So she says, I'm going back tomorrow to find out.
And Miranda's like, I'm on a sex drink.
So she's just basically Miranda. Like, I'm not having any more. She's personal Lysistrating. And Samantha says, that's not a strike, honey. That's a slump.
She's like, I made the conscious decision not to have sex until conditions approve, which is great. She's already feels like the governor. Of her vagina. Look at and her. Now I'm ready for her to be the governor of our city.
Yes.
This ad was not sponsored by Cynthia for New York.
Certainly not. And she is in the middle of talking about the woes of dating. And Samantha
drops the bomb that she's dating someone. And they're like, who? And she's like, Maria.
And they all
She just met react. A girl named Maria.
I know. Look at you.
Charlotte goes, my Maria?
From the gallery?
Which She's is like, funny Maria, because Maria, Maria? Then in like a couple minutes when Maria shows up, the way that Charlotte says hi to her is like.
As if they don't know each other.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you lesbian. Huh? You're like, you must have known she was a lesbian when
I'm
you
gonna screenshot
like
this.
Booked her art because. You dumb.
Yeah, and you know what? It seems like she's giving off vibes.
Yeah, she.
Her art is explicit too.
Says Charlotte, who got her vagina painted.
Did you just screenshot this?
Yes.
It says yes, ladies.
Yes, ladies. I'm a lesbian.
Great job, you guys. Great.
This would make a great T-shirt.
It would. It really
fucking
would.
Second business idea for us.
Which is also interesting because this indicates Samantha hasn't shown particularly deep thinking about these topics in the past, but this somehow she's like. Only dating women now is what this really indicates.
Yeah.
And I think it maybe is just lazy writing.
I wonder if that was like when like it could be just like a sign of the times.
Yeah. Just
I think things are much more
uncomplicated
black and white.
Writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get one sexual label.
Yeah.
For life.
Right. And now that
you make a choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's like, hello, rainbow.
Exactly.
Hello. Hello. So also just Charlotte's faces. So
and they all kind of react. Do you think it was really weird for Cynthia Nixon to film this episode?
I mean, she looks like she's holding back something.
Yeah, truly. But they all but Carrie and Miranda don't react negatively so much.
They're just
like
a little tense.
Very surprised by it. And then, of course, Samantha's like, well, she's here.
Which is so crazy to me. May I pause this for a moment?
Yes, please do. Please do.
How insane.
I do agree.
I'm just saying, that seems like a horrible situation to invite your new partner into. I just sprang on this group of girls that I'm a lesbian. I'm dating you. They all seem pretty surprised.
And not sure how to feel.
And now, come on in. Yes. Everyone. We're over here.
they all had dinner with her.
Experiences discomfort with us.
In the last episode. So I think this is like, this is not the first time that she's like hung out with the crew. But yes, you're
they
right.
At least know her. But yeah, even still, that,
you should
huge.
Give even more.
True. Yeah.
That
true.
Woman you met. We're yeah, she's my life partner now.
I'm yeah, making enormous our changes to upcoming. Everything you know about me.
You know?
Welcome.
But I will say, Maria handles it with grace and also like...
As she does everything.
Yeah, she's yes. stunning.
Maria's a queen.
I stand
and
for
she,
Maria.
And the first thing she says is, I see you told them.
Which is a very acute thing to
and
say.
And then Carrie...
This is my favorite is scene in the whole episode.
So she just goes, suddenly it all changes. Poof, you're a lesbian. Carrie goes on a monologue about how she wanted to be a shoe. Yeah. And now, poof, I'm a shoe.
I agree with Cynthia Nixon.
So something that's interesting is that it's an unusual three of them. Three is a very unusual number in this show. It's Charlotte, Miranda, and Carrie talking about this new change.
Four, yeah.
Right. And Charlotte says, well, I think she just ran out of men. They clearly all have big feelings.
Of course, is like, but this was supposed to be about me and my intense orgasm. And now Samantha's a lesbian. How can I compete
with that?
Now
she's grappling with her identity.
Still managed to upsex me. Oh, what a term.
You know what it does, though, that monologue about Shu? I know this is not a podcast about Friends, but you know, in the pilot, do you watch Friends, Emily?
A little bit.
When Rachel is like on the phone with her dad and she's like, what, my whole life was supposed to be a shoe and I want to be a shoe and be a shoe, and then all of a sudden I'm a bag, and she goes in this whole monologue about being a shoe.
That's really funny.
Bag. I want to be a bag, daddy, or something.
Wild.
That reminds me of a Barbara Streisand quote that I won't share right now because I love this scene so much, but because I feel like you can't. Yeah, I want to be a lesbian. Okay. Yeah, I feel like you can just.
I think
do
now.
That. Yes,
think
now.
And
yes,
I think that would be uninteresting for a television show also.
Yeah.
In some ways. True. I mean, I do want that content too, where it's just easy and they just live their lives. But
do you think that part of it is that I'm not like defending them in any way. I'm just asking questions. I would like to make that clear.
Of course.
Do you think that it's because it's Samantha who is like so penis driven?
Well, I think she's just so sex driven that like the way Charlotte phrases it is kind of eye rolling that like she's just run out of men. But I think the idea behind that is just
she's
always just doing crazy things related to sex that none of us quite understand. You know, like this just feels like the next level up, which I think is actually a pretty human reaction for them to be having.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but the weird thing is when Charlotte's like, but I made this happen. Like they met at my gallery.
Yeah,
like I
introduced. Like, you don't need any ownership.
No,
and it's
no,
like,
no.
Get away from there.
Yeah.
You didn't do this.
Back off.
And so now.
Inspired by Samantha's willingness to explore new territory.
Charlotte and Trey are going to have sex in their bed.
I love how Charlotte's very judgmental. And then the narration is like. Inspired by the thing that she was just very judgmental of.
But I feel like that's what Charlotte does, especially with Samantha. Like Samantha will do something that Charlotte considers like just kooky bananas. And then she'll be like, well, maybe I should try a threesome.
This?
Or maybe I should have butt sex. Or maybe I'm going to get drunk and yell at my people from college. You know, it's like sort of interesting.
And so Trey and she end up falling into the bed and making out. Good for them.
And Miranda is replacing her want of sex with a chocolate.
She buys eclairs. Yeah. John Stewart looking young and fine as hell.
Yeah, he's hot.
Okay.
I don't like eclairs. There, I said it.
It's just not, if I'm having
they wouldn't
that
be my
kind
thing
of
choice.
Yeah, exactly. If that's the situation I'm walking into, no, I need like cake.
Well, that's where she gets, so
a good chocolate cake is not something I can have often. Wow, but very good when it is very good. Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about sex.
She was ready to move back into...
So Trey and Charlotte have great sex in their bed. Good
and now
job.
She's like, everything is finally working. I want
to
move back in.
I'm going to ask him to move back in. Well, she doesn't ask him. She's just like, what are you thinking?
Also, can we just address the fact that he calls his penis his
John
Thomas?
Well, she's like, you tell me first. And he's like, well, I was just thinking, I've never seen my John Thomas so hard. And Charlotte's like, now I don't want to ask about moving in because this feels
the reciprocated love and compassion that I wanted.
Yeah.
Thoughtfulness.
His penis.
It's literally the only thing on his Brisane.
True. I think this is one of, as we'll find out later, one of Charlotte's best episodes, actually.
Really?
I'll defend that theory in a bit.
I can't wait.
I hate Trey.
He's really...
I have a big fear that I'm going to... Like, I don't know. I don't think... never mind. Mm-mm. I resent that.
Mm-mm. You wouldn't get anywhere near
this. I don't think you
need
to fear that.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, guys.
Truly. So Charlotte, instead of asking about the apartment, is like...
Oh, well, she starts to. She goes, do you think we're ready to? And he's like, have more sex? Gaga, gaga.
Literally, that is the exact script.
And then they do.
And because she's, not going to follow that up with... Well, right.
So Carrie's dancing around in her bra and Ray King buzzes up.
Brushing her teeth.
This scene brought up one of my major problems with this show, which is not Carrie's apartment. It's mm-hmm. not anything like that. That's so unrealistic. It's the abs. abs.
Sarah Jessica
Parker.
They
drive me insane.
Was a dancer.
I know. A very talented one. I've seen girls just want to have fun. Don't mansplain Sarah Jessica Parker to me.
Mark Wishman. I was waiting for the sake of the people listening.
You're right.
And
I'm sorry.
No.
Fair enough.
But
on both ends.
Continue your diatribe about her abs.
It's an important
They're
subject.
Unfair.
They are. All of her is unfair.
Her arms for me. And then, honestly, it's her boobs.
Yeah,
are
I was
so
going to say just the proportion. And they're so perky and lovely.
Yeah, with the flattest of flat stomachs. I don't even want to get into this. We all have gorgeous bodies. And no one looks like this.
It's true. Except for her. And there she is.
But yeah, we're all singular and unique.
At the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah. She went all in, too. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
So she lets Ray King in. She's still, I mean,
and
she's just like
Samantha,
changing.
She's on the phone with Samantha talking
right.
about
one of the best jokes in the whole episode, in my personal opinion.
Yes.
She's like lesbian. It's just a label like Prada or Gucci
or Birkenstock,
which cracks
me. It's like
me
if
out.
They had known how trendy Birkenstocks are now.
Truly.
It's like the fucking millennial Louboutin. Am I right?
Yeah. If this took place in modern day, it would be the Croc.
Oh, it would be the Croc. That's
yeah. A great gay shoe.
And so they're
it's really funny. She almost buttons her shirt and then is like, nope, and leaves it unbuttoned.
Samantha reveals that she hasn't had sex with Maria yet. And that's how Carrie's like, oh, shit,
you really are in a relationship. Yeah.
Which makes her maybe rethink a little bit her non-relationship with Ray.
So Ray comes in and is like, I brought bourbon and I want to eat you out. And Carrie's like, oh.
And he goes, not necessarily in that order.
And so he literally starts like going down on her while she's on the phone with Samantha, which like just like Carrie,
come on girl.
Like,
and then Samantha's like, is Ray King there?
Have you
come on you. Who was on the other line?
No, I probably haven't done that.
Uh-huh.
Like full on the phone, like I've definitely like it, but I wouldn't let it get that like I wouldn't kiss you on the mouth while I'm like
well, you wouldn't really kiss me on the mouth for a lot of we're just not there yet.
You're right.
I can't wait for the day, guys.
Yeah.
Bridget and I kiss on the mouth all the time.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I love mouth kissing. I just have to get there with someone.
A platonic kiss. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is only our second time hanging out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And crazier is that the first time was on my birthday and I made you guys spend a whole drunk day together.
It was great.
That's the best way to meet someone.
No, I agree. It was wonderful, but it just feels like you should have known each other forever, even though I've known you for like 6 months, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But we've known each other forever. Bridget and I, we go way back.
Same womb, baby.
Womb to tomb.
Womb mates. Womb to tomb. Love it.
In case anyone didn't know, Bridget is actually my long-lost twin sister.
Yeah, you guys
are... not even joking right now.
I prefer to be called your recently found twin sister.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't like to think about all the time I lost.
Figure it. I'm going to jump out the window and go...
Great, we'll be here.
Do you want to talk about Carrie?
Yes, I would love to. So
she's like, I'm having mind-blowing sex and hoping to turn it into a relationship.
And Samantha was not having sex and in a relationship. So she starts talking about labels. Which is better shot at survival? Relationship with no sex or sex with no relationship? Which came first,
wow,
the chicken or the sex?
I feel like sex with no relationship can last forever, but not in a nice way.
Mm-hmm. But it depends. Well, yeah. No, you're right. I was thinking just in general. I was like, well, if it's different people, but no, it's specifically with one person. Yeah, no, that you're
well,
right.
It's romantic,
right?
Either way.
All right. Like in a partnership with someone.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. Do we have thoughts?
I think I do agree with that like, well, I don't know. I think once feelings are involved, because sex without a relationship, if there aren't feelings involved, can be just great.
But I think if you're trying to, it's clear, it's trickier because Carrie's clearly wants a relationship right. with this person. So if like both people are just like,
which
why?
Is weird. Yeah,
she sucks.
Every wow, interaction
jinx
she's had,
to all of us.
Every interaction she's had with him that wasn't him like on stage mouthing words to her, she hasn't really enjoyed except the sex, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's insufferable.
Which is just goes to show.
And I would
maybe
also say,
pressure on yourself.
I would also say that I think it matters that in the last episode, a lot of it was about, she wasn't doing it because of Big, but it was definitely nice
and that
incentive.
Was, well, that's not dissimilar from what we talked about last week with mm-hmm. Big about like, because they were sort of in a relationship with no sex. But right. then again, once the feelings kind of get murky.
Yeah.
It's murky.
And he was like putting himself in her way, you know, but then she was obviously like, happy to use it because why the fuck not.
It's weird to me that other than Big, Carrie's attracted, not weird, but I've observed that Carrie is attracted to like men children.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe that's all that existed in the 90s
maybe
or early 2000s, right? I mean still today, but
yeah. Also maybe that like it could just be kind of like they're the anti-Bigs, so when she's not doing the big thing she's doing the opposite thing. And also that, you know, it makes sense in some way that he'd be different from everyone else mm-hmm. she dates, because he'll always be different mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I just remembered the episode where she dates the comic book shop guy who lives mm-hmm. in his parents' apartment. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's a literal
and
child.
The 20 something who lives
oh
in,
the bi episode.
It's a great
yep.
episode.
Yeah.
One of my I honestly thought that was the one you guys were gonna pick for me to be on.
That's the fourth episode
I mean,
the
we
entire
didn't
series.
So for it. I just thought you might really enjoy this one for a couple of reasons. As you said, you felt targeted for many reasons.
I am honored and abhorred.
Yeah, because maybe we're coming at you from the Miranda aspect.
Exactly, which is what she literally thought.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. But
it was
also
the cake that really made me feel.
And here we go.
Yeah, we're
so
not there yet.
Carrie has decided to talk to Ray. I am going to eat one of these cookies.
Yeah, do it. She's like, I figured we needed to catch the relationship up with the sex.
And that was the plan, but alas.
Of course, he's just like trying to fuck. And she's like, wait, I asked you a question. Where did you go to school? Like, they are on the basics.
All over.
I don't
they're
understand
so far,
why she's trying to make him
I was just
speak
gonna say,
more.
But also, they're so far from a relationship. They've been on two dates.
I'm surprised that he didn't say school of life.
It's because you're a better writer than they are.
Meanwhile, often. At Casa de Lesbo, which like, do we really need to call it that?
You know who lives in Casa de Lesbo?
What, I have a
Mighty
actually,
Lesbo.
A doormat in front of my house that does say Casa de Lesbo. Uh-huh. That's a joke, but if any listeners want to get that for me, my address will be in the
noted.
Link. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your fucking address. We're going to put your address on everything we put out about this episode.
All the promotional material will have all of my and my social
also,
number.
Don't tell Maddie that's what's happening.
Get ready, Maddie.
So, Samantha's on a romantic...
Carrie goes, if she was going to be gay, she was going to be gay all the way.
And they're like...
Put that on a shirt.
Eating chocolate-covered strawberries.
Out of each other's mouths.
So many candles. It's like a sting video.
And
this
Samantha,
is so fucking funny.
Samantha goes, I may not be good in the kitchen, but I am good in the bedroom.
And then Maria just gives her this
she taps her on the
face.
Head.
Yeah.
Also, she waits literally 10 seconds and goes, it's not really working for me.
When you know, you know.
Well, I just admire anyone? The boldness.
Yeah.
And Samantha was like,
Carrie narrates that's a phrase Samantha had never heard in bed.
Well, and Samantha says, I've never gotten any complaints from the men.
Like,
why would you?
Maria goes, I want you to look at me. Connect with me.
She's doing the literal thing that Carrie wants with Ray, but Ray is incapable of.
She says, this is lovemaking, not
it's
a
not
porno,
a porno
flick.
And then she says, I want to show you, which is also really hot.
I'm going to lay down. Boqueta, which is Portuguese for mm-hmm. vagina.
She's like, I'm going to lay down
pussy.
And just look at it. And then Samantha is kind of like having a moment, but then she's like, okay. I mean, she is doing this, you know? And
meanwhile,
Miranda's back at the Eclairs, but then She fucking is like,
but she doesn't want to order multiple eclairs, so she orders a whole cake.
And the guy's like, what size do you want? He walks her through the very like fancy ones. And she's like, wow, yeah, that one looks amazing.
And it's $74.50.
And which is, with inflation, who even knows what that is?
That would be an $150.76 cake.
Mm. Yes. Yes, indeed.
A resident mathematician. Mm. Everybody.
So she goes and makes a cake. Brark Warmar says. And so she decides to make a cake. And Carrie, once again, is having sex with...
with a very hippie.
Yeah,
he's wiggling his hips. Really
gyrating.
And yeah, really just like a...
based on her... literal, you assume that she again had a fantastic orgasm.
Mind-blowing is the correct word.
Intense. And Samantha, cut to Samantha, also saying, learning about vaginas. And Charlotte and Trey having, like, the most interesting sex we've seen Charlotte have.
Ever by have. Far, yeah. On a, like a, I don't know, just like a furniture piece in one of the rooms in the apartment. And she's like, Trey, I'm on the mallard. And he picks up this duck and fucking throws it.
Tosses it away.
Ooh, Carrie's 69ing.
Mm.
And giggling.
Miranda's eating cake, so.
she makes herself like a Duncan Hines literal sheet cake.
We go through this montage. Everyone's having sex and Miranda's eating cake.
Miranda's reopening this foil thing and cutting like a very tiny slice of cake, which I've just done so many times.
Honestly, I want to reframe this moment as a tragic one because honestly, she what sounds better than eating cake and then, as we'll find out later, masturbating?
Yeah, obviously.
Like that sounds way better than having
fucking Ray King.
Exactly.
I think in my head, though, for me personally, it would maybe be a pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, a God, cherry I do pie? Love pies. I do like a key lime, or like a lemon meringue.
Key lime pie is my favorite pie. But in my head right now, a cherry pie is what I want.
There's I've talked crust. About this before.
I want a crusty pie. Not like bad crusty, but like a hearty crust. Mm-hmm.
I would do homemade boxed brownies.
Oh that's sure. also great. Yeah. Not dissimilar from the cake.
Exactly.
At Magnolia, they have a key lime cheesecake, which are like two of my very favorites. You know, I cannot recommend it highly enough.
I mean, like,
I go sometimes I go to get it, and sometimes they're sold out. They also have the most insane frosting on the top that has lime in it, and it's so weird.
I have to eat one of these now.
Yeah, of course you do. Ari would be so angry if we didn't. My roommate made cookies because he wanted to be happy, he said. So now we're eating his happy cookies.
Mm.
It's good.
Wow.
Let it.
So they're back at brunch.
And but interestingly, Charlotte, it's three of them again. Samantha's and Charlotte not there is yet. Literally like, they're doing it just to, she's doing it just to bug us.
And Miranda's like, does anyone want pudding?
And then Carrie says they haven't had sex yet. She says she wants it to be special. And Charlotte's kind of immediately like, okay, we should be supportive because she's serious, which to her credit, like both of them, when they've realized it's serious, and Miranda's really just like not interested in
and
talking about
it. Everybody says no to the pudding.
Yeah,
that's one depends. Of the most egregious things. I think it depends whole show to me.
What but kind
pudding
for me?
Breakfast chocolate pudding for breakfast? Not for me.
I don't know if I can relate to any of you anymore.
That's fair. I mean, sometimes you just—it's hard to like learn something about someone. You can't unlearn it. You can't unsee it. You can't unknow it.
And so they start, and they're like, Carrie's like, Samantha wants us to thank you. To care about her relationship. So she sits down and they're like, tell us about your relationship. And Samantha says, like, did you know that when the vagina is stimulated, it can engorge to the size of a fist? And Charles like, please stop talking about your relationship.
And then Samantha says, did you know we have three holes down there? Which, what did she think there was?
But also,
this is the problem. Vagina. Right? With sex education in America.
I was just going to say, like, if you ever took an anatomy class, you should have, or like a health class or a sex ed, not anatomy, you know, but sex education.
Deeply worried about
for someone,
her.
For someone who uses her vagina so much.
Uses her vagina so much, masturbates all the time, when was appalled that Charlotte hadn't looked at her vagina,
yeah.
Bitch should know at least how many holes.
Come on.
Did she think, never mind.
Yes, probably.
And we'll get graphic here.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. And one of them is like, dicks can do just fine. And Samantha goes, Maria has 10 dicks.
Because
and
they're talking her about
jazz hands.
And they do some like ography with their hand, like a dick is like a banging a bulb into a boop. And then a finger is like sweeping a swoop.
So good at that.
But can you tell by my hard vowels or just my consonant happening? Choice that what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. It's so descriptive. And then Miranda's response is, well, a finger is like a third of a dick. So technically she has 3 1/3 dicks. And then she tells them about, what is it?
Bogetta. And Carrie goes, Bogetta, vagina, let's call the whole thing off. Which is like not their best work.
Yeah, no. Truly a non sequitur.
Harkens back to her musical theater roots.
Gorgeous.
She's always been shy.
I do like this like carnival worker shirt she's wearing, button down.
Look at she's like, I couldn't pick a shirt. Red, blue, I don't know. That could also be.
Well, it's funny because when Craig Bierker comes over to her place, she's literally shirtless and changing, and now he's doing the same thing.
Oh, he's making margaritas.
She's like, listen, look, I bought my first jazz CD.
You're telling
CD.
Me this guy doesn't act like he's on cocaine.
I can't believe she paid money for a jazz CD
me
for
either.
This dude.
But the thing is, she's so
the
cute
we
about
buy
it.
For men.
Yeah, I know, truly. Oh, don't you fucking get me started. she's trying so hard, and he takes it. He's like, no, 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 no. You're going to listen to that on vinyl.
And she's like, let's not listen to anything. Let's not chop. Let's not make anything. Let's just sit and talk.
Let's
and
he's
like,
let's not poop. Let's not beep.
Exactly.
And he goes, oh, you're one of those girls. You want to talk.
You want to know what this is and wherever this is going. And she's like, no, I'm not one of those girls. I just want to get to know you. Like, where are you from? You said something about the Jersey Shore. Oh, look, she's trying so hard and he's so not worth any of it.
It's really hard that wanting to like have a one sentence conversation with someone qualifies you as one of those girls.
Mm-hmm.
One full sentence is all she really wanted.
Like,
that's the kind of shit that makes women think that they like can't talk about anything in their
and that's
relationship.
Like, I'm not one of those girls.
Yeah, it's the fucking cool girl thing. Even when you don't
this
think you're doing
this is
it.
Even worse than that.
Yeah, because it's jazz girl.
This is just fucking ridiculous. Like, even if I were a cool girl, I would be opening a beer being like, yo, where'd you grow up?
Yes, absolutely. I just wouldn't be trying, this hard.
I would have just left and seen how long it would have taken him for
him
to notice.
Oh, God, and then he puts a hat on and it's wild. He's still shirtless.
Yeah, hat and no shirt is the worst look for men. I'm just calling it. Hat, no shirt, bad.
Okay, and then she's like, just play me. And he's like, sex, fun.
Yay. Oh, like, I can pay attention now.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like she's not going to enjoy herself, as she knows. Meanwhile, uptown, Trey is like, so I was thinking, they're snuggled up in bed again after
Charlotte,
another round of fucking like bunnies.
Captain Thomas.
He's like, no, I'm just going to say it. Next time I'm that hard, would you consider measuring my John Thomas?
And Charlotte's like, what? No,
there could not be
I'm going to shower.
A dumber collection
a
of
dumber,
words.
A dumber sentence. Some guy being like, hey, next time I'm hard, instead of having sex with me, will you measure my dick?
Also, why does he need her to fucking do it?
I know.
Do you need
not
to know that bad?
Ruler?
Like, jack yourself off and figure it out. Anyway.
And he's like, never mind. So she's showering, and there's this weird moment where Charlotte's like scrubbing
she
vigorously
gets all
in the shower.
Up.
She gets, as she lathers up, she gets lathered up.
She
really,
really
started to get lathered
really
up.
She goes in on her hair. Who did he think he was?
And so she...
He was her husband, and she was his wife.
Oh,
and so
I didn't realize she...
She walks out of the shower not even fully washed off. This
but,
is why...
But she definitely washes the shampoo out of her hair.
Yeah.
Which is silly, because when she gets out of the shower, she has a full head of shampoo.
And makeup streaming down her face.
Which it still is a little, but clearly not as much.
And
anyway,
she's like,
she comes
I'm
out.
I'm done dating your penis. I'm done with you. We are husband and wife, and this isn't... My penis likes this. My penis doesn't like that.
The penis wants to be measured. I love... These Charlotte monologues
when Charlotte
so
yells.
Much.
Yeah,
I think
too.
This is my favorite. This is why I think this is Charlotte's one of her best episodes.
Yes. She's like,
she stands
I'm going
up
home
for
to my
right.
own apartment where I have a fucking lease, and I hope that you and your penis have a lovely night.
Which and I think is so badass.
Yeah,
yes, I agree.
He's being ridiculous.
And he fucking deserves it.
He sucks.
Miranda.
Eating cake again.
Mm-hmm. She's getting fed
she
up as
well.
She puts
it in her mouth.
Literally.
And
so
she
throws it in the trash.
That crazy orange trash can with no garbage
I
bag
know.
In
what
it.
What the fuck
no
does she
garbage
do?
Bag
That's how you
in
know
it.
It's a
that
set.
That was a major fault on the part of the set director.
Absolutely.
She walks away from
as if
this.
Miranda Hobbs would ever fucking just transition garbage freehand from
yeah,
one
exactly. well, I
bin
mean,
to
she
another.
She doesn't even do it.
Well.
The, what's her face?
Magda.
Oh, yeah.
Magda.
Fucking, well, that's
my
cruel.
Love.
So, she. Come on, bitch. Thank you. No, I can't. Thank you. So she leaves in a fit of rage and then very quickly sneaks back around and eats cake right out of the trash.
And then immediately, without even looking at what she's doing, takes the phone off the wall, calls Carrie, and she's like, hi, it's me.
You're probably having mind-blowing sex right now, but just thought you might want to know that your good friend Miranda just ate cake out of the trash, which is something I would do. This is something I would do.
And I love it. And I love that she calls Carrie.
Except it would be a text right now.
Yes, yes, exactly. You'll probably need this information when you check me into the Betty Crocker Clinic. And she has like chocolate stains in her teeth. And
she hangs up the phone. She looks at the cake one more time.
And then, I love this.
She masturbates.
Well, yeah, but first fucking squeezes dish soap on the cake so that she won't eat it.
Yeah, it's like in restaurants when I used to do that, where you put like water on it or like something gross.
I relate to this episode especially today because I do have chocolate stains on this shirt.
She'd been using chocolate as a substitute for sex, and now she needed a substitute for chocolate.
Big fake dick.
Here's my thing.
Put it in your vagina.
Why didn't she think of this earlier? She could have been having chocolate and sex.
Because I think this counted as sex.
Right. Well, I don't not understand that, honestly. Just when she thought she knew everything there was to know about women.
And then Maria
squirts.
Squirts.
Which, honestly, props to Samantha. Yeah, she picked it up quick. Round one.
But I can't believe she asks, is that good?
Yeah, she truly doesn't
know. She uses her vagina so much.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that Samantha has never squirted.
I'm offended by that, in fact.
Honestly,
here's my other thought, too. There has, statistically, because she has so much sex with so many various people, I feel like so much of it has to be mediocre to bad.
Exactly. No, statistically.
Which is part of why I just am like, couldn't do that for that long, but, right?
And I feel like Samantha has no filter with who she chooses. She'll fuck anyone, which props to her.
And maybe
she's just so good
at getting what she needs out of it. Mm-hmm. Whatever way.
I don't know. That's why I just am not a Samantha. I have no idea what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm not a Samantha. No. I'm not a Samantha.
I have my moments, but I am not her really emotionally at all.
No.
I don't think. So Carrie and
this is so fucking stupid.
Bierko,
it's funny that he is the music man because it could be called the music man in this episode. Yeah. And honestly, I'm disappointed that they didn't call him that once.
Really? They should have.
You should have written for the show.
Truly mind-blowing sex. She's giggling to herself about
it. She's like, BRB, gonna get water.
And then there's a fucking
mandolin.
Yeah, he starts playing it in the background.
Is it a mandolin or is it a banjo?
I think it's a banjo. And she goes from like being laughy and giggling to being like, what the fuck? And she rolls.
You were supposed to be playing me.
So earlier in the episode, she asks if he plays a bunch of instruments and he's like, no, I sort of play one a little bit mediocre until I get bored and then I play something else. So Carrie walks out, is like so offended.
She's like, I had a feeling that he was moving on to another instrument.
And she's like, so like,
can I say something too?
Yeah.
I have never once gotten out of a bed naked like that and instead of putting on underwear and a t-shirt to walk out,
taken the entire sheet off the bed.
It's so rude, I feel like.
Well, and also that because like ostensibly there are other sheets and comforters on the bed, so you're like really fucking the whole thing up taking the sheet out.
Well, probably the top sheet. Also, like we don't use top sheets. I mean, still, I would never do it. But like, it's not like she's taking off the fitted sheet and wrapping it around.
No, I agree. But still, the top sheet, you have to come tucked in, and it takes
the
comforter out.
To take it out from under the comforter.
I'm not defending.
No. I mean, I agree. That's what I've seen too. But
by this for years, and I'm so happy we can finally talk about this.
The only thing I've seen that I've realistic is just like I don't think I've ever done it, but sort of just like draping yourself in the comforter.
Hmm. Yeah.
My comforter's not really conducive to that.
Neither is
mine.
I guess I can see. But if it's like, if it is, then maybe. So what we don't know is that Charlotte has left her married wedding ring.
That is its official title.
Her married wedding ring at Trey's apartment. And he comes back and is like, you left something.
And then he's also like, listen, I want you to move back in. And she's overjoyed. My one thing is that they don't even make him be like, I'm so sorry, or have any kind of dialogue about any of what's happened.
Or sign a contract saying that he'll never ask her to measure his penis again.
Or just be like, here's how things will be different.
He does say, yeah.
Here's how we'll work on things.
Yeah. Well, Trey's not going to do that. Mm-mm.
which is why.
And he says, will Trey you sucks. Remarry me? Because all he can do is either not be married to her and be really turned on, or be marrying her in very short amounts of time, or remarry her. Like, he just, there's no fucking substance to this relationship.
I can't believe Charlotte wants to take a second crack at this.
She just wants to be still married.
She
I
wants
think.
Her life. She wants the life she's always wanted. And I do think she's like, I don't know, it's weird.
But she gets a really...
This is so funny to me because I'm like, oh my God, it's like the embodiment of Sex and the City within Sex and the City. Because Carrie, after she's left her Ray King, our fucking jazz man, she actually walks by just a fucking lone saxophone player, yeah. which is the shit out in the wild that always makes me be like, oh, I'm in New York.
So Carrie's hoping that she could find someone who she has great sex with and have a relationship with. Whoa.
Wow.
She was like, jazz is fun, but I prefer a melody I can sing along to, which is just like.
She should try it Samantha's way.
What do you mean?
Go Lebs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, why not?
Maybe.
Well.
Maybe she does, Bridget. Maybe she does.
Mm. Wow. Do they really just give them all each a moment of this except for Miranda?
No.
Wouldn't that be? Well Miranda Charlotte kind does of, have that.
That's what I mean. And Miranda has the moment where she
pretends to be a lesbian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Early on.
Yeah.
One of the only times being a lesbian helps someone in business.
Honestly. Boy, what a time. Who did you resonate with, ladies?
Talk to us.
Definitely Miranda. This is the lesbian episode. I am... But the cake from the garbage just hits me in a really deep place.
Yeah.
And also that orange, like, Crate and Barrel or container stored garbage can she has. Yeah. Definitely had one of those in a childhood bedroom of mine. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stick with my Miranda roots.
Mm-mm. Don't apologize for that.
Yeah, there's but no like I said, apologizing.
You get... You can have your cake and eat it, too. You can feel free to cut that one.
Nope.
Absolutely not. It's staying in.
Bridget?
Similar. Yeah. I mean, very similar. I feel like Carrie, I don't know.
You did say you resonated with Carrie about 20 minutes ago.
About which part?
Her having good sex. So congrats to you.
Well, yeah, that very, thank you. That don't very fish. Specific one moment. No, I truly forgot. Does it seem
well,
like my brain is working?
Well, maybe the sex wasn't that good then.
Right, clearly. yes, so all of them but Charlotte a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Brock Warmer?
Samantha in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't, yes, Charlotte, no.
I feel like it's a universal experience.
Carrie, I just like...
The cake.
I wouldn't give that guy the time of day.
No.
I couldn't.
Never.
I just like you. That too much music being brought, too many instruments being played in front of me. I just hate that. I hate it.
I once told a guy who I was on a date with, I completely forgot he was literally carrying his guitar on his back. But he was like, oh yeah, who do you like listen? We were talking about music. And
of course you were.
Exactly. Oh my God. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to any male musicians. Like as for, he was like, oh why? And I was like, I just like don't think they're like that good. Which of course is a generalization, but
yeah.
One that he seemed like well, kind of offended like, by weirdly enough.
Well, you're also like, I mean, you're testing me, and I know it, so what the fuck? I'm going to take this test.
Yep.
Cool. Popability.
Did he, anyway, here's Wonderwall you at any point? Just whip the guitar off his back?
Anyway, here's
wow,
Wonderwall.
Wow, thank God. This is a little song. I like to put Wonderwall. No, thank God.
Popability? Very much so.
Yeah, I just think of, yeah.
I never.
I just think that like Samantha's plot would be way less like.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A scandalo.
Yeah, and it would just be handled differently across the board. I think. If anything, I think what would be interesting about it would be it happening at this point in her life. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that would be an interesting plot point.
Is that it? Let's call it.
Do
you have anything else to say about the episode?
No, I have just been so happy to have viewed it with you two.
This was a joy.
Delta ups, delta down. Sorry.
Oh, good call.
Emily, what's your, like, rose and thorn of the week?
Oh, of the week.
Or just right now, whatever you want.
I thought you were going to save the episode.
We do of the week because, you know, we do this once a week. So it's just like since.
My rose of the week has been the dry rosé cider that I've been drinking.
Oh, yeah. You were so happy about that. We were out on Friday amazing. And Maddie, without asking her, just got this cider. And Emily was so happy. It was the best gift.
Yeah, inordinately happy. And my thorn of the week has been being too busy.
I think yeah.
It would be nice to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
Amen. Brooke?
My Delta up is I started this puzzle, and I'm very happily rewatching Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, it's
where
just,
are you again?
I just started Matt Smith's season.
Oh, shit.
So like last night, just like picture cut to me doing a puzzle, watching David Tennant's final episode, just like weeping.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Funnily enough.
I was so drunk last night. I honestly don't know how I made it through today.
That's amazing. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Is that your rose or your thorn?
We'll see.
So this puzzle is of Times Square because sorry. But the first section that I completed is a billboard for the Sex and the City movie.
What?
And I was doing it. And I was like, oh, weird. And wow. Then my thorn or my Delta down is just like being an actor is hard. Bridget?
My Delta down is, oh man. I can't think of anything specific right now, and I'm going to roll with that energy and just my Delta up. Yeah, last night was really I guess if I do have a Delta down, it's that today was rough. I wasn't like fully hungover, you know, when you're just like, I feel wrong.
What did you do last night?
So my au pair friend Maddie is in town.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I got to see her, and she is like the most fun person I know. And also two people we know from Ireland are in town, and her cousin who I love. And so we just got insanely drunk with a bunch of Irish boys, and it was really fun. And I came home very late. I couldn't believe when I was on my way to work standing on the train this morning, I was like, I cannot believe I'm standing here. How did I do this?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So Emily can't remember her social media right now, so we will tag her and you can find her that way.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, ma'am?
You can find me on Twitter, tweeting, writing tweets, liking tweets, retweeting tweets, occasionally posting photos.
At
Mrs. Burt Macklin, and on Instagram at BridgetM37.
Great. Brooke. You can find me at Twitter, on Twitter, in Twitter, around Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Brooke_Wiseman. And you can find me on Instagram with over 1,000 followers.
Hey.
That happened today, and I was like, I'm too excited about this.
How is that not your rose?
Yeah, truly.
I forgot. Oh, because the puzzle's better. But at Brooke Wiseman, no underscore. And Bridget, if they put an underscore, what's going to happen?
Honestly, I will just step on your face.
Whoa. If you don't want your face stepped on, don't put an underscore. And collectively, we are at
Splat Podcast
on Twitter and Instagram.
At gmail.com.
Please rate, review, subscribe.
Please do. We love it. Send us emails. We love those. Be our friends.
Yeah.
And
thank Brooke you, Emily. Brooke Warmar out.
Out. Cotton Eye Joe out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.